Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 12th. Tesla's NACS connector is gaining support from several other companies, primarily charging station manufacturers and operators. Following the announcement that both Ford and General Motors will adopt Tesla's NACS connector in the future, now more companies such as EVgo, Blink Charging, ABB, Flow, Titanium, and Wallbox have either reiterated or announced support for the NACS connector. The big one missing from the list is Electrify America, which has yet to comment on it, but the company doesn't manufacture their own chargers, and instead their suppliers, like ABB and Tritium, are on the list. We anticipate they will make similar announcements, and likely, hopefully, other automakers will follow as well. Tesla has unveiled a new retail concept called Giga Laboratory, which appears to showcase its manufacturing capacity. Tesla made the announcement on its official Weibo account, and translated from Chinese, it reads, "The country's first Tesla Giga Laboratory made a stunning debut. Tesla's most beautiful store in Chengdu unveiled the mystery, an immersive experience of the magic building a car in 45 seconds, meet up with friends, chat, and take a break." Now, the pictures that they show illustrate a vehicle being built by a single large articulating robot with seating and windows adjacent. It also showcases a powertrain technology system, with some parts of the drivetrain being displayed. As to when and if this concept will become more widespread, that we will have to remain to see. Several Toyota investors have mentioned that they have voted or plan to vote to remove longtime leader Akio Toyoda from the board over the automaker's EV stance. Mr. Toyoda has been one of the most vocal critics of EVs, insisting on sticking with a hybrid strategy, despite the industry moving to an all-electric future. Although the newly installed CEO, Koji Sato, explained that under his leadership, the automaker would accelerate electric vehicle development, shareholders are still not thrilled with the progress. According to the Wall Street Journal, quote, "Shareholders include the New York City Comptroller's Office, the California Public Employees Retirement System, and several European asset managers said that they have voted or plan to vote to oust several Toyota directors, including Akio Toyoda, from the board seats at the meeting on Wednesday. Rivian is now taking delivery of a 2.8-megawatt wind turbine at their Normal, Illinois factory. Rivian has partnered with Charlottesville, Virginia-based Apex Clean Energy to install the new turbine. Once it's online, it'll be capable of generating nearly 10 million kilowatt-hours of electricity per year, which is the equivalent of powering about 890 U.S. households. Rivian cites that over its 25-year lifetime, the turbine will avoid around 177,000 tons of CO2 emissions, the equivalent of taking around 34,000 gas vehicles off the road for 1 year. A change of strategy for the Chinese automaker NIO. NIO has revealed that they are slashing prices of their models by 30,000 yuan, which is now at $4,200, and they are ending one of their headline features of free battery swapping. And that's effective immediately. Battery swapping is still part of their business, however. It's not gone for customers. It's just not free like it once was. NIO introduced several flexible charging and battery swapping services instead with the hopes of boosting profitability. The company is still in the running as it launches what could be their most important model yet, the second-generation ES6. The electric SUV has been NIO's primary seller over the last few years, and the upgraded model, based on the NT 2.0 EV platform, is already generating a lot of hype in the Middle Kingdom. Ford has announced the Cologne Electric Vehicle Center is now open for business. The new EV center is Ford's first carbon-neutral plant and will be the home for their next-generation EVs. This includes the Electric Explorer and the upcoming sports crossover EV. Ford officially unveiled the Electric Explorer in March, a five-seat family SUV expected to start under 45,000 euros. It'll be the first EV produced at the facility, followed by an electric sports crossover that will be transforming the brand in the region, as they say. The Cologne plant is expected to play a key role in hitting Ford's target of building 2 million EVs annually by the end of 2026. And if you're curious, Tesla is already close to that production number as of last quarter's report. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Steve Bloom says, "Prediction plucked from the air Tesla buys Lordstown, gets that Detroit-ish production facility, uses it to produce a standard format version of Cybertruck. Well, Steve, that would be quite the scenario. The design of the Cybertruck is such an integral part of the total vehicle that we have wondered here on the show how much would need to change just to make a more conventional design for the truck. The thought never really occurred to me that Tesla would buy a plant or a company with which to rebadge or hopefully improve upon a more conventional design. Knowing the track record of Tesla, I really wouldn't put too much of a bet on that game plan. In terms of Lordstown, I think it's even further of a long shot considering that Lordstown Motors already sold their factory in October of 2021. Yeah, Lordstown doesn't have too much lumber to swing as of right now. I think it's off to the EV graveyard with the Coda, the Cheese Car, the Electrovare, and, the Electrek. Huh, that's awkward. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.